Welcome to the fifth episode of the Coast to Coast podcast. I'm Ben Cooper, joined alongside, as usual, by Henry from Hoopify and Trevor Evans. Today, we are fortunate enough to be joined by Tyler Glenn, a.k.a. Mopey. Mopey has surpassed over 800,000 subscribers on YouTube for making videos, doing 100 belly flops, to getting dunked on for 5 minutes straight. We are very pleased to have Mopey on the podcast today. How are you doing today, Tyler?
I'm good. It is 10 a.m. on Saturday. Nice. Beautiful Saturday.
Thanks early for taking podcast the time, man.
Today.
Yeah,
definitely.
Earliest yet, so we're getting in the grind now. So
love it.
Exactly. Day's got to start early. Start somewhere, right?
Yes.
So jumping right into it, I'm gonna just straight up get this out of the way right at the beginning. It's a very known thing that Tyler is not necessarily the tallest in 2Hype. So much so that it's a reoccurring joke now in the channels and everything in the community. So much so to the point that someone ended up calling you short 50,000 times in one video. What was your first reaction when you saw that?
My first reaction to that was, how long did that take? And then you could see, I forget how long exactly. It was like
50. It was like 11 and a half.
Oh, only 11 and a half. Okay, well, not only 11
and a half. Only 11 and a half. Yeah, it was something light, just something light.
No, that's crazy. That's just kind of one of those things that, like, I think it's cool because someone's got to do stuff like that. Like,
yep.
That's funny that's out there now. You don't got to do it again. And, it could be talked about and laughed about. So I think it's cool.
Yeah. Seal of approval.
Yes.
Obviously that was a very weird fan moment, I guess, but another one I'd say was when I don't know who it was, but someone's fan's mom rated you in the other 2Hype video or members, and you made a video on it.
Go on.
And then you proceeded to go on a date with that mom. So to start off, how did you first find that video, and what were your initial reactions to your rating?
Some dude Hoopify just tweeted at me, and it looked like it was put together decent enough that it'd be fun to watch, and I clicked it, and it was. I'm really happy I did. And seeing my reaction too, I was like, I gotta make a video for the banter of being just that's just banter, and that's funny. And I definitely love that video and all that's come from it, like the reaction, the second, like the Zoom date, the Zoom date with the, or not the Zoom date, the reaction to the dad. So the whole series of events just came from like Henry sending me that video. So it was really dope.
Yeah. So I gotta ask, is there going to be anything post quarantine, maybe another in real life date, or maybe a 1v1 against my mom?
That's so funny you ask me that. Yes.
Awesome.
There will be something. It can't end there, but I'm not sure what. But the people that saw like the three videos and your videos about it, it should lead up to some funny stuff for
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It's a story in progress, I'd say.
Yeah, we're gonna get a full finale.
Yeah. Hopefully me breaking your dad's ankles on the basketball court in the three in his face. I don't know.
There's already some trash talk going on. Here we go.
Just fun stuff, yeah.
How much was in you initially creating the reaction, how much of that was like you seeing your rating and be like, okay, like I might have to have get the guy's reaction to this once you saw what your rating was?
Well, it was like me and some other people in the community. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that, like I skipped around a little bit, and when Flight was rated like a 3, that's hilarious. So like just that enough alone, like me being a 10 and Flight being a 3 is like enough banter for like a good YouTube video. And
yeah.
It turned out to be, yeah.
That's true.
And the good thing about that too is that like I'm sure like some people for sure thought it was like staged. Like I was like, oh, put Flight really low and make Mopey the highest. But like it was all natural. Like she's literally never seen anyone in that group before. So it's pretty funny to see that.
Yeah, that's what's so dope about it, too. Like, most people would think and see it's, like, genuine and just kind of happened, but some people think, I guess, it's too funny to be true, and we play
yeah.
it, no. Yeah.
Something to say, Ben? Or you something to say, Henry? Any chance? No?
No.
All right, I guess it's me. Anyway, so moving back to the beginning, for those who don't know, Tyler, Jesse, Mitchell, and then James, like, all grew up together, which I think is a really cool thing that you don't see a lot nowadays, is, like, guys who, like have been together, like, for so long. And so with that being said, do you have, like, any funny, like, in particular memories that stand out the most from you guys growing up together?
I remember a very long time ago, I want to say it was just me, Jesse, James involved in this situation. It wasn't, maybe not Mitchell, but he might have been there. Anyways, we were fucking around and it was in James's room and somehow my foot goes on top of this shoe rack thing and it's like nailed together and the top level just sinks down to the bottom one on one side because my foot stomps it down. And this is like I think James made the shoe rack or something. It was important. It was important. I fucked it up. And then I ended up taking it inside the garage and using like all these different random tools that Jesse had, his dad's stuff, like random stuff to put it back together. Super janky, but I did it. And like, I don't know what happened to that thing, but that was a pretty funny one. And I can't describe it through the story maybe, but James is very upset that I stepped on it.
I know what you mean.
But
wait, did you break it when he was in the room or like you like
had yeah,
to, like,
cover it up? He saw it, I'm pretty sure. But just funny stuff like that. Another time is like breaking my toe at Jesse's house, playing murderer, running through the house and thinking that not breaking it, fracturing, but either way, they thought I was faking it when I was on the couch, like crying, holding my foot. They built a pillow fort on me, Mitchell, Jesse, the other guys, because they thought I was faking and I was the guy that was it. So it's like, oh, fuck that dude. Let's build a pillow fort on him while he's holding his pinky toe because he's disabled right now and can't run.
Good friendship. But
just a bunch of, I think the word like trolling is a good way to sum it up. A lot of trolling between the friends and messing around.
Definitely.
Yeah, so you guys were obviously really close growing up. So when Jesse started making YouTube videos and like began to gain popularity, like what was like your kind of initial reaction to that?
It was just like cool to see over time, and as like I saw his videos getting better, it was just kind of like, and after that 2K, the park in real life video went out, like that's all he kind of needed to get the eyes to really get his following up and be good over time. So like it's just been really cool.
How much was nothing, it like was keep that? Going keep going
oh nothing changed like seeing it over time. Jesse always stayed the same, which was really cool. Just like a really really goofy high school kid playing video games.
Was it ever like any like inside jokes now about, because you know, I know when you're like growing up so young making YouTube videos, normally you know word starts to get around like around your school and stuff, and like you know people start like cracking jokes and stuff. Was that ever like a thing, or was it kind of like hands off, like no one ever,
like regarding Jesse and his channel?
I guess did it like move around like the school and stuff and like close groups, or no? It's pretty
I mean people knew he did it, but
yeah,
not a lot of people really talked about it, or it's like, let's just to put it short, he wasn't like the popular kid because he was on YouTube. That definitely didn't happen at all. He was doing his thing. He was just either like chilling in the library with his friends, or that's usually what he did. Like, he was always chilling and doing what he wanted, despite killing it on YouTube and like going to be great soon. Yeah.
Nice.
He didn't.
Staying humble.
Yep. Exactly.
And then obviously soon after, you and a few of the other guys started making content. So what was like the moment that triggered you to start making your own videos?
It wasn't really a single moment. I really wanted to for a while, like since I was in like definitely throughout high school, maybe little thoughts at middle school, but it was always kind of put down because soccer, like I was heavy in soccer for my entire time growing up, and YouTube was like just not an option. Like my only thing was soccer. So when my passion went down for soccer, that is when my passion, it went from soccer to YouTube. Like, and that's when I started my channel. It was in the summer going into, yeah, it was going into senior year because I had stopped playing club soccer junior year. Didn't have anything to do over the summer. Why not make some YouTube videos? Now's the perfect time. Going into my senior year, that year's a joke. So I'm going to just be making some YouTube videos for fun and going through my senior year and then going off to college. That's why.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah.
Nice. So your career changed from professional soccer player to YouTuber pretty quick, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So piggybacking directly off of that last question, this last year has been like a pretty breakthrough year for your channel for the most part. And it's not hard to tell that that's because of like the consistent grind that you've been putting in recently into your videos. So was there like a particular moment that you knew like it was a switch between like this is like a real career choice versus being like more of a hobby?
Thanks, dude. And that happened a while ago when I first moved out of my mom's house into the first house with Jesse, TD, Chris, like Zach, all those guys moved into there because I was going to originally go to Colorado Springs. And then I got a call from Jesse saying, let's like take a gap year, focus on the YouTube stuff. And that was the perfect thing for me because I was literally going to school undecided, paying so much money, like not sure what I wanted to do. And I was having thoughts about like trying to pursue YouTube, but I just had to go to college. I had that thought in my mind, but like, nah, people can take gap years and that's totally normal. Like that's something I would encourage everyone to do actually. Like you don't got to go to college right away. You might be a year behind, but take a year to figure out if you don't know, go take a year to figure out what you want to do and then go. But I'm super thankful that Jesse gave me that opportunity and we made some stuff happen. And that's it. That was the changing moment for sure. If I went to Colorado Springs, like I can't even imagine how different shit would have been.
Yeah.
I still would have making videos out there. I would have been having some fun making random stuff, but
obviously like once you got more popular, you're like your following increased. And I assume you had a lot more fan interactions. Are there any like weird ones or funny ones to stick out to you?
I think a really crazy one was it must have been senior year. I think it was a school thing. And senior year I didn't have too much of a following. It was still a little bit, I forget what it was at. I completely forget what it was at, but a girl came up to me at Disneyland and like started crying and asked for a picture. And I didn't have a very big following then. And not many people had came up to me. It's happened before, but that was less than 10 people have came up to me. And one of them was like a girl crying and that like forever, like just that will forever stick with me. Like being at Disneyland and just hanging out with my high school friends and like, what the hell was that, dude? Like, yeah. What the heck? Yeah. But like, exactly. It's awesome though. It's people. It's awesome. Yeah, makes me happy for sure. That's awesome. That's not a weird one though. That's a cool one. I'm trying to think of a weird one. But
I mean, that's a good thing to not have any weird ones.
Well, they're there for sure. I can't think of any right now.
Do people ever like see you and they're like you that you can tell they know who you are, but they just like are nervous and don't say anything?
Yeah, I always try to like I do a little wave if I think that's the case. And if they wave back then they it usually is easier to say, yeah, it's funny. It's really obvious actually. Yeah. I hope that like people I don't know. I think it's a bummer that some people see people that they really want to talk to but get nervous and don't. I get it, but it's also like most likely if you approach them in a very like kind and respectful way, like no one's ever gonna be like don't talk to me no matter how famous they are. And if they are, then that's a kind of a dickhead move, and that's a little bit enlightening to how they really are to normal people, but like just a person coming up on the street that wants to appreciate them, and they just put them off. So
yeah. So for you, is there like, do you have like, cause everyone, all like everyone YouTuber wise, like always talks about how like there's times where like it makes sense to like, yeah, come up and everything. And there's times where it's like, you know, no, I'm like doing my stuff and it's like a little awkward, you know, I'm like doing things. So is there like a clear, like distinct, like if I'm doing something, you know, it kind of gets like a little more, you know?
Yeah. Something that actually came to my mind is like, there's been times that I've been recording videos and I'm getting like Snapchat calls. And I'm on my phone and I need to do it for like score or like notes thing. And I'm like, this is rough right now. Like I'm trying to record, but I don't know. I try not to get annoyed ever. Cause sometimes like I do get spammed a lot and it can be a lot because it's a lot of people, but I just got to keep in mind that like they appreciate what I do and they just want to, like they're bored, they want to say what up, they want to say messages, and then in chance that I'll read them. And so
that's awesome. There you go. I mean, if you had any questions about how genuine of a guy he was, there you go right there. Simple as that. So now, taking it back all the way to 2018, you had arguably one of the greatest moments in Two Hype history, which I didn't even know before Ben and I talked the other day, we both got to witness live. So can you take me through the pressure and what was going on through your head when you shot that free throw?
Oh my God. I thought I missed when I chucked up the one that went in. I thought it missed, but then it grazed like the side rim and went in, I'm pretty sure. And that was the most relieving moment ever, probably in my life, seeing that go through the basket. I would have probably cried if it didn't go in. I would have let so many people down because I didn't hit anything. You know, I was really, like, if you watch the video, like I was so nervous. My leg was shaking on my shot up. Like, it's crazy. It was crazy. Like my legs have shaped like in all school performance things or like anything, even standing in front of the classroom, like legs shaking in front of people, like rough. So getting it together enough to throw it in for that last shot was everything, pretty much. I don't even want to think about if I would have missed that second one.
Was it a very like numb moment, or like you were like own in your own little bubble like after you hit it, or was it like you like got relieved and now it's like hold like the stadium was like crazy after you hit that?
It was pretty surreal, I think, like especially when Cash picked me up. Like it's kind of like looking back now, it's all kind of like just a like a blur of just every like so many people screaming, like seeing so many different like faces and people, like it was cool. Forever gonna remember that, and the video helps keep it in mind too and see what really happened. So that's dope to look back on too.
Thank you to Baller's Life.
Baller's Life,
not sponsored, but we'll take it, babe.
So through the years you've lived in multiple houses. What is it like going from a normal house in high school to being able to move into your friends and at that place you live, like the Two Hype House?
To sum it up, houses really doesn't really make a difference the size of the house. Like yes, you can do more stuff, but it's really about like who you're around and what you're doing. Like I lived in a pretty small ass house like growing up in my mom's place. Could have been worse, not complaining. But moving to that big I got a lot more used to it than you would think for being however old I was, 18 19 whatever, moving out into this mansion kind of house with a huge ass basketball court, pool, all that stuff. Never had any of that. And you get used to it quick. It's amazing, but and it's awesome. But like even now, like, and I could think to myself, like moving forward, like I don't need a big house. Like I really don't.
Yeah.
Like the small stuff.
Nice.
If that's what kind of you were asking, if I don't know if I went off topic there, but
you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you when you like first moved in, obviously, like I'm pretty sure it was Jesse's video, like the whole joke of the video was like, oh, can we let this guy in, like what's his subscriber count kind of thing. Was that like a running joke in the house too after you moved in, or was that only for the video?
No, not at all, only for the video. Nice. Yeah, that was kind of like, I feel like all the other guys like didn't care at all about subscribers or how many views I was getting at the time. And I was moving in, it's like, oh, he's not getting that many views and we're moving him in. Like they appreciated that, like I was there to be in videos and make good content, and that's awesome. They saw that, so yeah, it worked out
awesome. Yeah.
Kind of like similar to that, is it hard to like not to ignore like views and try not to get like discouraged, or like to like only focused on views and subscribers?
Yeah, it's really tough. It's like you get like super like what makes you happy like a year ago is nothing like now. Like getting 100k like a year ago per video was like, that's the craziest thing ever, that's cool. But then you always want to keep, once you hit that, you're not content being there, or else you wouldn't be progressing, you know. So you always got to work on trying to elevate that to 100 per video, 200 per video. And like, yeah, it's tough trying to always push yourself to make that happen, definitely. But yeah, I'm trying to take a big step back from what I've been doing recently and just literally just care about the content and not views and subscribers. Mm. Like yeah, I'm gonna be changing up. I'm probably gonna be going back to editing like my videos. It's gonna be rough, but yeah, I really want to make some good content during this time, so caring about subscribers and views and likes and stuff isn't the way you're going to get the most genuine content. Mm. Yeah, because if you go back like 8 years ago on YouTube, people weren't asking for likes and subscribers. Yeah. And they didn't give a shit, they just wanted to upload funny ass videos, and like
that's
completely gone now. Yeah. On YouTube. Mm, everybody, sure. I mean, I do it, you know, and I want to get away from it. I don't want to have to ask for subscribers and likes. I want my content to speak for itself, so that every single person sees this video and they're like, I'm liking this shit. I want to subscribe to this guy. Like, I want to see more of it. He didn't have to tell me. He didn't have to remind me. Like, they just do that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. I feel like there's, like, in, like, a time like now where everything is so, like, ask for likes, like, you know, try and get the numbers and everything. It's very, like, it's so easy to get sucked into that and then just naturally be, like, part of the bubble, like not like so memorable, and you like really remember someone for being like so different. So yeah, I really respect that, and I definitely see where you're going with that, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, yeah, talking about filthy Frank, iDubbbz, MacMofo, just to put it out there, those are my biggest inspirations. Those guys what they did will never be able to be redone, because times have changed, but I do think that great content can be made inspired by what they've done.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because no one else is, in my eyes, no one else is really. I mean, they're out there. There's people doing what they did out there, but I think a lot of the genuine, funny content of guys getting together and doing stuff has been changed a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a really legendary group. Sorry, I'm on that now. Like, the cool thing about like that group was, it's so, I forgot who it was, but I saw another YouTuber did like an interview recently and was like, who's their biggest motivation? He was like, or like person that like they like really are like the most impressed by, and they brought up Frank because he's like the definition of like him and the whole group was very like, they were able to succeed in such a high way, even though the entire system was like built for like their type of content to like not succeed. And even with all this happening and like YouTube against them and like the higher ups against them, they were still able to reach such a level. It's super impressive.
Yeah
it's a legendary group for sure.
Be much so, too impossible now to do anything like that, though. YouTube would literally not even show your videos. It's fucked.
There's a way to do it.
You'd be fucked.
Sadly. So kind of going back to a question that we asked before, over the last year, as well as we said before, obviously you've had a big growth in your channel, but at the same time, the amount of content that you've been producing has also pretty much skyrocketed, which again is, of course, to the current grind that you're on right now. So previously, you know, I asked, like, was there like a switch to like going from, like, this is a real career and not just a hobby thing, but was there any sort of switch like over this last year where it was like now it's like I'm trying to get like as like you're really like on that grind of like getting tons of different video ideas out and just really pushing like a ton of content.
I would say the main goal now is just it's not taking it to the next level of subscribers or anything like that. Like I'm getting closer to a million. When I hit that, that's going to be great and such a huge milestone, but I'm really not like hungry for 3, 5, 10. Yeah. Like that's never a thought. Like it's literally just going to be about the content and trying to make sure that definitely stands out and is remembered. Like, and that's a big thing too. Like times are pretty shitty right now. And I think that would make me really happy later on to say, like, to look back and say like, damn, I made some great ass content for the people during this time. Like I really put myself out there. I spent a lot of money. Like yeah. I'm trying to do this whole new content shit and I spent a lot of money on it, but it's for a good message to send to everyone during this time. So it's genuine and I'm looking forward to it and hoping I could show it through the cameras and videos as good as possible.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Kind of on like the same wavelength. Obviously YouTubers always talk all the time about like, you know, you have to like, you know, just like ignore the hate and, you know, everything and not let anything get to you. But at the same time, there's a lot of like love that comes through for sure too. So kind of like a little bit of an off topic question, but like, you know, how much of that like drives you, like seeing people genuinely like, yo, you know, like, thank you so much to like Mopey for like, you know, getting all this content out there and like entertaining us during quarantine and stuff. Like, does that ever get like lost or do you like see all of like the love that comes your way?
It definitely gets lost.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. Cause like a good example recently was like that really kind of bummed me out was the 800K special video. Like I thought that would do way better and it would be a lot more appreciated. Cause like maybe I thought it was way cooler than I guess what it was because nobody else has done that before to my knowledge, like shooting that many shots and putting it the way I did. And like even doing like crazy shots, special shit. Like I really went the extra mile and while yes, it got a ton of views, 100,000, 200,000 within the first and second day or close to that. Yeah. A lot of people would look at that and be like, that's a ton of views and that's amazing. And I agree. And it's not about the views and shit like that, but I'm like putting myself through it with a lot of this shit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do think it deserves more, more views. It's not about it, but when I do, I don't know. To sum it up,
that's better. Okay,
when I put out a video, when I put out a video, I put no time into, no thought, complete shit, pumped it out, whatever. And it does better than when I went outside and took 800 shots for 3 days, threw up because it got too hot, dehydrated, complete shit, like eating, sleeping shit, hours of editing, all that. And it does like, it does worse than something I didn't put time into. It's hard to not care about the news. And I guess it's just about, I don't know. Yes, it's tough because I want to do those videos, but I really put myself through it.
Yeah.
It's like, it really is hard to keep that motivation. Like for this 900K one, I was meant to start it, but I haven't. And it's been rough. And even like for the million one, it's hard to find like the motivation to really go the extra mile again. Because what if it's just not really... It's tough to say not fully appreciated, but it's really tough. It's super tough. I'll just say that.
I get where you're coming from, even from like, even though like my channel is like microscopic compared to yours, but like,
don't say that. It's not microscopic.
And then there's me.
But right like, here. You can put out like I think the most viewed video is like a reaction video, or like it was either that one or like my mom like rating people, and like yeah, those ones are really fun to film, and they don't take a lot of time to edit. And then like I get like some really fun idea and then like it just gets like almost 1,000 views. And like, even though I have like way more fun filming those, if that makes any sense.
So you're saying the video that you have way more fun doing does less or?
Yes. I think it's better. I think it's better personally. Like just like the time I put into it.
Oh,
like the time I put into it does
so worse. So you're saying, so yeah, it's hard to keep that motivation to keep wanting to upload those videos when you know they don't do as well.
Exactly.
But it's like what you, it's super tough. Like you could, like I could drop like all the videos I've been doing to make whatever shit I want to, but then that's going to affect my channel, you know? And like, that's not even like, oh, do I care about money and views and subscribers? Cause I don't want to change up my content. No, like I just can't do that. You know, like I'm going to work on it slowly over time, but it is tough. You can't just like, it's tough on YouTube to do exactly what you want.
Is it difficult to like, as you were saying, but how do you balance like the business and, because obviously it is like your career and everyone in the house's career, but also like you guys love doing it. That's where your passion, like that's where the career stemmed from. So how do you like balance that?
Say that again, like balancing business versus
like fun. Trying not to care like too much about the business.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So like it'd be the most fun to be able to cuss and do edgy stuff in videos. Can't do it because YouTube, like my revenue would be cut in half. Yeah. Like it's pretty brutal. Like if you cuss, YouTube really messes you up for getting out there more revenue. It's really tough. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Like you can go the route of cussing and uploading what you want, getting demonetized and stuff like that, but it's gonna be rough. So some things you got to do to keep going and be productive on YouTube, like not cussing or not putting in really inappropriate or dangerous stuff, because then YouTube's not gonna like that, and it's gonna be a lot harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's something. This is something that I always talk about. Is like everyone's always like people who are, you know, like kids growing up, and not even just kids, but people who are just like, you know, I want to be a YouTuber. And I think like a lot of people don't understand like how much of like being a content creator is like a business in many different ways. Like YouTubers always talk about all the time how like it's like very hard to make a living unless you're like, you know, like really high up there in numbers to make a living off just AdSense. You know, that's why YouTubers like merch is a really big way, and like brand deals and stuff. And I feel like that's something that, you know, like always gets overlooked, is like, you know, like having, it's like a business, like you have to, you know, build your multiple sources of revenue. I think that's an interesting thing to bring up for sure.
Yeah. Also like putting money back into the business, like buying stuff is a big thing too.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Gotta do that as well. There's times that I would put way more money into a video than I'll make back from it, but that just goes along with it. That's a lot
But awesome. Yeah. Speaking of,
you're good. Okay. I'm all done.
Okay. Let's see. We run a polite show here. So it's kind of going back to that a little bit. I know you've had a couple merch drops over the years, but in particular for the MoP merch drop, which was the most recent one for your own, with Ball Is Life. How did that design come to be? Was that like a Ball Is Life came your way, or like you had an idea?
So it was actually like an old design I was thinking about doing, but just never went through with it. And then when I started working with Ball Is Life, that just came to life. I was like, what am I doing? Yeah. Mopey. But in reality, it wasn't the best, you know? I wish I could redo that, because like no high school kid is going to wear that around, really, to be honest. I mean, they can, but like what the, if I was like, what the fuck? What is that?
Yeah, it's cool. You're just wearing like a Mopey shirt to school. Like, if people don't know who 2Eyed is, like, it's gonna be kind of weird.
For sure. Yeah. So I'm glad I did that, so I can never hopefully make that mistake again. Like, to actually look at it and be like, is a senior gonna wear this to their class with the girl sitting next to them they're trying to pick up?
Yeah.
Probably not. So gotta think of stuff like that. But I still love it though. I was that.
But a Mopey shirt on a date.
Next mom date.
Ball Is Life was so crazy to work with though. Like the quality on their stuff is awesome, and Ball Is Life is just awesome. Such an awesome company.
What was sorry, I don't want to keep hogging the mic too much, but what was the moment like? when like, because I know like Jesse's talked about in videos before, like, you know, he like watched ball his life forever, and like initially like first came to work with them was like crazy, like was that like a really like same moment to you, like damn, I'm like actually working with ball his life?
Sadly, it didn't really, I didn't feel it anywhere near as much as Jesse, because I grew up playing soccer.
Yeah.
And whereas ball was life was everything to them. Like, I feel like Jesse and like, yeah, being on. Yeah. So that was everything to Jesse, being on ball was life. For me, it was just a very, very cool thing that.
Awesome.
I like, yeah, I think we'll always be crazy.
Yeah.
And super, super motivating, and gotta try to think of, something for the next time, and hope it's a lot better if I put something out with them again soon. Yeah,
maybe more peas.
No more Mopey. No more Mopey.
We'll never see another P on Mopey merch ever again. No.
Probably not. Yeah.
Kind of switching gears, but we try not to get too serious on here. But with all that's been going on recently, I think it should be addressed at least a little bit. You were pretty vocal on your social medias about the racial injustice going on all over the country, and even like 2Hype, and I think Jesse also did, they donated a portion of their merch sales to the Black Lives Matter movement. So even though your group doesn't usually discuss these type of things, what was your reasoning for kind of including it into your content?
It's really tough. I can't just be silent, you know. A lot of people, seemingly a lot of people want me to just be silent and continue to upload the videos I've been doing and be just, oh my god, serious creepy, look at this, serious, just writing down everything I say. I mean, they're already listening to that. Anyways, that threw me foot train of thought. Okay, wait, I completely
you feel good my... about being silent.
Okay, great. Like, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, no, some people just want me to keep uploading funny videos, and the videos be their escape to all the shit that's going on, you know, because like I'm trying to sit in their shoes and see it, like, okay, so I have a YouTube I really like, I go to his videos to escape all the shit that's going on, and now when I go on this YouTuber's page, I see the shit that's going on. Well, I don't really get why anybody would get annoyed at it, because I'm sending like positive messages and trying to like come on guys, like,
yeah,
it's like the video revolves around it either.
Yeah, and well, yeah, I mean, like a good example too is like I posted a picture like saying like beautiful, I was up on the mountain, beautiful country, bad people in charge, and kids were commenting Trump 2020. Like, yeah. I was saying, like, I didn't say anything. I did say something about Trump on my story previously. Maybe that's why I got kids triggered, but like, it's clear some shit's really wrong with the country, and it seems, it's so dumb that I can't, that I feel that, yeah, I can't fully talk about it without getting some people being like, shut up and just make videos, but I can't do that. Like, I'm going to keep talking about it, and I have a lot of messages that I'm going to be sending or try to send through my videos over time. It's tough though, feeling like, where's my place as an entertainer to get people away from all the shit versus getting into it and talking about it and putting my own personal opinion about out there.
Yeah.
But I think all creators and people of influence should be definitely not staying silent. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, obviously not everyone's speaking up, but I mean, I think at least in my like YouTube, the time I've been watching, it's probably the most I've seen like people speak up about an issue.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's
yeah. I think it was really inspiring. Yeah, for sure.
100%. Yeah. Some kids are fucking it up though. Really fucking it up. Trying to say like, everyone's just trying to, everyone's just trying to get together and stop what's going on. And some people are, I'm not too sure. I don't know.
Like, yeah. Those people just using it as like a photo shoot and stuff.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. That's bad. I saw some things on Twitter. Just like,
But the positive thing to take away overall is that they're like, there is like actual change happening right now, which is really cool. Yeah. Obviously there's a lot of stuff that hasn't happened that needs to happen and everything, but with so many voices being heard, like, I mean, laws are literally changing. I mean, was it Minnesota disbanded the police force?
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, actual change is happening, definitely.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, that's why we got to keep not staying silent.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Facts.
Yeah. So kind of relating it a little bit back to Two Hype now, what's your guys' film schedule look like for a typical week?
We don't really record on the weekends. It's scheduling Two Hype videos and personal videos that we all have to be in throughout the week. And yeah, it's really fun. It's like easy. We just all have our schedules and we just fill in time slots of who's the video and when, and that's pretty much it.
Nice. Yeah. How far in advance are you guys? Do you guys like have your schedule out? Is it like the week before, or is it like earlier in the week, or like?
We go week by week.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It works out. Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, we plan two hype shit like a few weeks in advance, but we do our personal stuff week by week. Yeah.
How much would you say? Because I think the thing that's like so impressive about the Two Hype channel, similar to like the Sidemen, I think are like directly comparable, is like it's because it's like everyone's channels. It's always like a, I don't know how to describe it, like a larger video, like a larger, like the video, like naturally the videos are like, I feel like harder to record, whether it's playing Warzone for hours and hours on end, trying to get, you know, a win. Or just like, you know, like an amazing race where you have to run around like everywhere. I feel like it's always like something that's like way larger. So like how much more time, or like how much more difficult is it to put together a Two Hype video versus like recording the rest of the videos one off?
I mean, it depends. I mean, if we're just playing like a 2K tournament, super easy. But if we're going out to Venice and doing an amazing race, like that's a long one. It's really not that bad planning wise though.
Nice.
It's just like it just depends for video. But it's even for the like more seemingly like really intense videos. Actually I was gonna say it's not that bad, but some are pretty bad. Like the gaming race one took like 6-7 hours or something. I forget. One of them got scrapped, I think, because we took 7 hours, 8 hours playing, like, Warzone or something like that, and it's just playing the video game, so I'm not complaining. But some videos do take a really long time.
Yeah,
especially the editing. Like the editing is, it is a lot. Yeah, a lot of different angles, long ass videos. So it takes. But definitely. It's fun.
Yeah, shout out Josh. It was on the last episode. Yes.
Yeah,
we got to hear directly from him.
Shout out Josh for new work behind the scenes.
Yes, sir. Okay, so kind of keeping on like the same note. How has the Two Hype schedule like changed and been affected by COVID and like the quarantine? Versus, I know you were pretty much just explaining what it's like now. Like, was there like a big change you have to do? Obviously, I know Cash not being able to come down until very recently is like part of that, but like how drastic of a change was it?
It's been weird because we just can't do anything outside.
Yeah.
Like it's not too different. It's just like all videos outside, just kind of put them off the table.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's actually really different. That's super different. But we're used to it now though, is the thing. Like we know that, so now all our mindset is just focused on what can we do at the house with all of us. Nice. And now that Cash is here, when Cash wasn't here, that was really rough because we had so many videos that we couldn't do because he needs to, obviously we all need to be in them. He's away. It has to be a video thing, like him watching or reacting. And so it was tough. Yeah. With the COVID and him having to be out there and then not being able to go out in public places for our videos.
Yeah, definitely.
Like we can't do an amazing race in LA or something like that. Like that'd be really cool, but who the fuck knows when that would ever be safe again? Not ever, but
seriously.
I think that's
like trying not to catch COVID-19.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going on for the next couple of years. Like,
that's
crazy. Unless some crazy shit happens, or they, I don't even know. We'll see.
Conspiracy theory time.
No,
I'm about that.
Yeah.
I've seen some things from Jesse, Chris, and a few other of the guys, including you, about a VR channel that you guys are starting up, not like together, but separate VR channels. What was the decision made on to create one, and what is your plan for the channel?
We all been wanting to do VR, and like VR has been the wave for a while now, and like it's only gonna get crazier. I wanted to start up VR for since I got like I have the Oculus Rift S, and I got the nice like Index one with like the full finger tracking, and just like I love that VR shit so much. Like in 5 years, like even like 3 years from now, the VR games are gonna be, it's gonna be everything. Like I feel like, so I'm really happy that we're all getting like a good start onto it, and I can't wait for when crazy shit comes out, because I'm gonna be playing all that. So it was a group thing for fun, you know, just get all the boys together, record some VR stuff, and also I think we're gonna kill it on YouTube being a really funny VR group.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. So would you think it's like the future of YouTube? Is that like where you think, or like the future of gaming content, you think it's gonna be VR?
I think once some really crazy shit comes out, like I'm just looking at my headset, like I love that thing, like it's so cool. I don't play it enough, but people don't, a lot of people haven't fully experienced VR shit, and I think if they did, like it would get a lot more people excited for it.
I've played it a few times. I played, my brother has one, and so he has a few Star Wars games on there, and they're just insane, like, what it can do. It just feels like you're in a completely different place, so, like, I could definitely see it, like, with more people getting on it with technology, like, it could just be insane.
Mm-hmm. And if you just look at it, like, this is just literally a start. Like, this is nothing compared to, like, 5 years down the line, then, it gets me super excited, for sure.
So, kind of moving away from YouTube, many of your fans wonder when your obsession with Patricia Ray began, and if you're still just as big a fan now.
Here we go.
I think I got
here, here comes the hoodie collection.
Trippy hoodie's coming off.
Oh, shit.
There's an insider scoop right here.
Yeah.
Don't get this anywhere else. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh.
Is that a newbie?
This is
okay. Cool.
Not new, but I don't know. Patricia That's Ray.
Pretty fire.
Like, I just love this shit.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like an Off-White ripoff. Not really a fan of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But quality. Every single piece I get from there. Or is this girl. And I don't know if she hand makes it or I don't know what she does, but I love all their stuff, It's that stuff and Palace. Palace is a really cool brand as well.
Well, there you go. Kind of perfect segue into my next question. Another thing that you've been recently posting a lot, I don't know if it's something that you've been recently getting into or if you've been doing it for a while, but you've been putting a lot of skating on your social media. Why the sudden like interest or the sudden production of that?
I got a mini ramp at Jesse's house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a dream come true, honestly, having that, because if you know how to go back and forth and like do a few tricks, it's really fun, and it's a really good like workout too. So I'm gonna be working on skateboarding over the next few years, like getting better. I'm gonna just be incorporating that into videos.
Nice.
Like I have like 25 probably not 25, like probably like 20 different things to drop in on the mini ramp with. Mm-hmm. And like, it'll be crazy. And like, it'll be really fun. Really fun. But skateboarding is a fun thing to do in quarantine.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you sustained any more classic mopey injuries from the ramp thus far?
No, but I took my motorcycle up on this like flat area. And on the way down, the foot peg like went into my leg, and like it's a little bit bloody, but not too many bad injuries. I got a full like protective suit that I'm gonna start wearing in videos. It's a total joke. Like,
nice.
It should be pretty dumb but funny.
There you go. New wave, safety first, kids.
Yeah, yes, true.
My mom influenced that.
Obviously, over the years with you guys expanding and gaining popularity, you've been able to meet a lot of like big names such as like Kevin Hart, JaVale McGee, Minnie Minner. I mean, the list goes on. Who was the first big celeb you ever met and that you were kind of starstruck over?
That was Kevin Hart, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Cause he was the first That was way early on too, into my YouTube shit that happened. Like, meeting Kevin Hart as early as I did in my YouTube career was definitely thanks to like being close to the guys, and like they had a lot going on, and you know, I'm very lucky that I was able to be a part of it. And I mean, obviously, well, yeah, we were all part of the group then, but yeah, just being a part of the group then, and that allowed that to happen, like, insane, like meeting him, crazy.
Yeah, that must
have. I forget about it a lot, but it's amazing. It is.
Yeah. Can you remember? Was that leg shaking? We watched the video back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I was. Yeah, my leg was shaking through my jeans. Yep. It was tough. Yeah. There was a moment where I gained some confidence, and I felt like we were just having a normal conversation. Nice. But when you just look over and it's Kevin Hart and you got to talk to him in a few seconds, it's hard to keep your shit together. At least for me, I can't keep my cool.
Yeah.
We kind of touch it.
The Zoom meetings, bro.
What, mom? What? Say something.
Okay, so kind of touching on famous people here. An NBA player, me, and I assume many other people want to see you with is a Mopey and Dion Waiters collab. Where did your love for Dion come from?
I just gotta say, I'm a complete bandwagon fake Dion Waiters fan. I don't know. Oh. I messed up so much factual information about past teams he's been on, accomplishments by him. I can't really call myself a fan. It started from just like knowing he was a player and shouting out his name as a joke answer because I didn't know what else to say. Like, fuck, Dion Waiters. Like, he was never really an answer for any of the questions until I started like just randomly shouting him out, and then James started kind of making it like a meme. Like, recently it's been kind of a meme, like ask me questions about him, and I just don't know them. But I love shouting his name in videos. Nice. But I hope to when he starts playing more, I'm definitely going to start becoming more of a fan and following his game and proving the guys wrong. And I would know Dion's story. I won't just be shouting his name. I will watch him and learn about the great Dion Waiters.
Yeah, one of the greats of all time, some would say.
Yes.
Kind of maybe, on the latter half.
One or two in the world.
And number two being JaVale, right?
JaVale is my favorite NBA player.
Yep, there you go.
All time.
All time. This is kind of off topic, but you voiced your opinion on the app TikTok, very popular, but you're not a fan of it. Can you explain why?
Yeah. TikTok is where the worst content gets uploaded, and it's trash. I believe human society would be so much further if we never had TikTok. Like, people, I don't go on TikTok because I already waste enough time between Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat. Snapchat's dumb. Don't really go on that, but it's there. Click on it sometimes. I'm not adding TikTok to that list. And I don't think, I'm so hypocritical with it because I haven't taken the time to get my homepage to my likes. So every time I go on there, I get pissed off. Like, what am I seeing? Like, I don't like this. I hate this content, actually. Like, I hate this content I'm watching. I hate this app. I know funny stuff is out there because there is funny people. They're putting funny stuff out there, but I can't stand the stuff that gets popular. I think it's bad for society. I'll say that. Yeah. I'll say TikTok is bad for society.
I could definitely agree with you on that. Like, yesterday I saw a TikTok and this dude was like, made like a completely, like, if you're logical, you could have could tell that he made like a fake email from his teacher saying that he would never make it big on YouTube. And he was at like 20,000 subscribers. And like, he's like, go subscribe to me, blah, blah, blah. And like, the video blew up. And I checked, he's at 95,000 subscribers. I'm like, dude, like, that's not even like any work whatsoever. And he's got 75,000 subscribers.
Yeah, people get duped all the time on TikTok. You know what I hate? How did it become a thing? Like, for part two. People waste their time. I felt when I go on TikTok and I watch a video and I have to sit to the end of it and it's a like for part two. I want my time back. I want my time back to watching that minute. And that goes for so much other shit I've seen on that platform. I can rant for, I hate that platform. I would be on it. Yo, if I really wanted to like make money and like have a good following on like I could build a following on there, but like I'd hate that app. I'm not going to do it if I don't want to.
So like if your daughter, like, because obviously there's a lot of girls that just doing a lot of shit for clout. What would you do if like you had a daughter or like a sister who was on the app?
If I had a daughter or sister on that using her, like I get like, I'm not going to say using, like if my daughter was using her body to get kids to like and shit, like stuff like that, like, this is a fine line between appreciating like your body and your worth and showing it off. But then there's also, you're getting a bunch of kids to like see this shit and like get used to seeing this stuff. And it's definitely kids out there seeing way too much tits and ass on like this shit. And I mean, they're just going to get into looking it up on Safari and getting into it way sooner than they should.
Yeah.
And it like, I don't know. I see it like when I was in middle school, I never saw shit like that. Like that's on TikTok now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's just really kind of changing. People's minds growing up, like you got to look a certain way to get these kind of girls. These are the kind of girls you want, but like in the actuality, they're probably really not the kind of girls you want that are out doing those stuff. So like, I don't know. I don't think any of it's productive.
For sure.
Yeah. How do you think, because it brings up a little conversation with TikTok being as huge as it is right now. Like I'm pretty sure I saw a statistic, like it's like the most downloaded app like currently, or like continuously downloaded app right now. And with having these social media platforms such as TikTok, that where you know so much content is produced and like so easily accessible, how do you think that changes the game for like content creation moving forward and so many more people like potentially, you know, opening up their eyes to the world of content creation and it being like a place for them? Like YouTube is entered such a place where like I remember where YouTube wasn't mainstream. Like people didn't know what YouTube was. It was like you watch a YouTube video, like what's YouTube? But now it's like everyone knows what YouTube is, and like being a YouTuber is a real job. So like how do you think having such accessibility to these content creation platforms, how do you think that could change people moving forward?
I think for like TikTok compared to YouTube, I think maybe people are going to get people's attention spans for videos, I feel like, have been getting shorter and shorter over time. And with TikTok mostly being like really short clips too, I feel like that even makes people lose more attention span when they go to like YouTube, you know, because like if it's a 15-minute video, if somebody's on TikTok for hours watching funny ass like 1-2 minute, I don't know how long TikToks are, like can they be like 30 seconds, a minute, whatever?
Yeah, 60 is max.
Okay, going to that for a few hours, or going from that to a few hours to like a long ass 15-minute video that might be a little bit drawn out, I could see like that being a bit more boring. Mm-hmm. So maybe people getting driven towards like shorter, more entertaining content, like vlog channels, like Logan and David, all their shit is under 10 minutes now. Like it's not the wave to make 10 plus minute vlogs anymore. People don't want to sit through that. People don't got time for that anymore. They would rather be on TikTok watching 30 second funny ass videos that they know are there instead of a 15 minute video that they don't know what's going to happen in those 15 minutes. Yeah. So I see it as,
No, that makes sense.
I guess like the mentality is like, if you waste your time, you're not wasting your time on like a 15 minute video, only like a 30 second video.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's easier to get sucked into too.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely. So switching topics a little bit here. It's very clear that 2Hype is a very pet friendly group. In fact, so much so that there is only one member who doesn't currently have a pet. So naturally it begs the question, when is the Mopey pet coming in?
I got a pet. You guys don't know about my pet?
Isn't it a rock?
Oh.
Is that wrong?
I was gonna grab some dumb shit to make a joke, but I don't. I really don't. And I can't really take care of myself, so I'm not gonna get a pet until I can do that.
Okay. Respect.
Yeah, but I wish I would get like a little reptile, like a little lizard or
lizard.
Yeah, lizards are cool. Snakes are cool. Snake. I wouldn't get a dog for a really long time. Like, mm-hmm. I can't, like, yeah.
Yeah, a dog is, like, that starts to, like, get towards, yeah, like an actual, like, child, pretty yeah. much. Like,
baby, you gotta take care of. I don't want a kid yet.
No. Have you ever had to babysit anyone else's? Any of the pets? And
nah, no, because I'm allergic to dogs and cats. So, like, Humphrey and all the other dogs, they never go in my room. Because one time Jesse went away for the weekend or something, and I was getting bummed because Humphrey just was kind of lonely and hanging out in Jesse's room. So I was like, all right, Humphrey, let's hang out in my room, get on the bed. Never happened, never done that before. Was getting allergies for the next like 2-3 days. Had to wash all my sheets and everything. Damn. Like
that's right.
The hair, yeah, the hair really gets me. It like, it's crazy. I get like rashes and stuff. Damn. But
I see why the lizard then.
Yeah.
But I could get hypoallergenic dogs. Poodles are great.
Yeah.
They got weird cats that you don't get allergic
hairless
to.
Hairless cats, yeah.
Yep. Those are really funny.
Mopey the hairless cat. Oh my God.
That would be so funny. I dated a girl that had one, and he was really cool.
Yeah.
It's so weird, but it's a cool pet for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Coming 2021.
Maybe.
So you tweeted out a few days ago calling out Flight to a rematch in June. So is there any progress made on that matchup? Is that going to go down?
Today's Saturday.
Yeah.
That's going on tomorrow. Shit.
Well,
I have not trained or practiced a second.
Shot 800 threes.
I might lose. I shot 800 threes, but my form and shot actually got worse from those shootings because I tired my arm out so much.
Was,
every single shot was a heave. It was not ever proper form. So, Flight's been – I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm excited for that.
I'm worried. I can't. I don't even. I'm not ready.
You got the home court, or are you going to that one place?
Well, actually, you know what? It just hit my mind that he might bail, so maybe it won't even happen. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't happen, he'll be at the two-hype house, and we'll see what happens.
I got faith.
I don't.
It's easy though.
The time.
I should have been practicing. I'm so bad. I'm really bad right now at basketball. I could just say that.
Another very hype game for you is specifically Reese's Mopey against Big Shirt Jidel. So can Mopey fans expect that anytime soon?
That would be a funny matchup. I'd be down. I'd get trashed on and Reese's Mopey would go to shit. So that would be unfortunate. But that's why I haven't worn it, because if I perform poorly in that shirt, what does Reese's Mopey mean anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, exactly.
That's a good point.
I feel like if that's like the title of the video, I assume, and like that's like the theme, isn't that just like free promotion for Reese's? just what I was thinking.
It is free promotion, but they can take that. They can have that.
All right,
we did work with them, and they did give us some money for that video. So give that them.
Nice. Yeah. Well, switching off topic once again, Tyler, I have to ask, what was going through your head when your first answer to the question was Johnny Depp?
So I was doing really bad in that 5-second challenge video, and I wanted to get this next one. So I thought, okay, I'm going to listen to the first words that are said and then start thinking before it gets started so I can have some stuff in mind and I'll be chilling. Maybe one or two in mind so I can just kill it, you know? The question was, what three actors do you think would be good in bed, or something like that? What three actors would be good in bed? I heard, what three actors? So my brain started thinking, actors, Johnny Depp. Didn't Johnny Depp, whoever I was trying to think of next, didn't hear are good in bed.
Oh my God.
What three actors are good in bed? My brain's Johnny Depp. What three actors are good in bed? Johnny Depp. Oh, fuck. I just said Johnny Depp was good in bed, and then I realized that and went like this and just walked away because I realized that after I said it. Yeah, I should have kept going though. I should have just stuck it. Johnny Depp, Bradley Cooper, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo.
There we go.
How long were you getting shit for that for? To this day?
A little bit on running. Yeah, if there's an actor that gets brought up, it's usually Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
but he's a great actor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now it's like a running joke. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that, like, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's, I got a jar of dirt. Did that in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hey.
One of the jar of dirt.
Hey, that's your pet. There
I feel go. Like that's on brand too from Ovi. I would expect that. obviously with your success, the whole group's success on YouTube, you've obviously gained a lot of fan base and you made everyone their career. So for smaller creators looking to do this in the future or just looking to like grow their YouTube channel, what advice would you give?
That's tough. I'd say number one is do it for fun. Cause the most fun you're how I try to think of things is the most entertaining you're going to be for other people is when you're being the most entertained, and that'll show the best through the camera. So if your goal was to just go out and have fun with your friends, that'll be your best option that'll be your best way of making like genuine fun content that other people could see and then enjoy and want to be a part of and subscribe and stay tuned for. So yeah, I'd say it's genuine nice. Fun that you should go for with your friends.
Yeah. So kind of on the same wave of like, if you don't enjoy your content, why is anyone else kind of enjoy your content kind of thing too?
Yeah. And if you're going out to do it for money, that's not it. That's not a way to think.
Yeah.
That's actually like, yeah, it shouldn't be a thought at all because making it on YouTube is it to a point where you can it be your full job.
Mm-hmm.
Statistically, it's really tough. So, and in my opinion, you got to have the mindset of doing it for fun and trying to entertain people before money. And if it had, and it, you know what, maybe I'm wrong for saying that. You know, if you have the mindset of, hey, I want to go out and entertain a ton of people, but I also want this to be my career, that's completely fine. I just know when I did it, I was never really, it was fun. I just wanted to keep doing it. I had nothing else to do. So, yeah, that's kind of how it was for me.
Yeah, I feel like you were talking about like how when you quit soccer, you went all in on YouTube. I feel like it's actually like more comparable to a sport because sports, obviously, if you're just doing it to like, I don't know, play college basketball, get into college for free, stuff like that, you're probably not going to be very successful. But yeah, so I think it's the same thing where you just got to do it for fun. I don't know if that's a good comparison, but I just thought of that on the spot.
Oh, actually, I'm surprised you just came up with that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just my take. I don't know why I added it, but
yeah, no, I
it was that. Good. I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. So as we kind of come to a close here, is what guys from the house or just YouTubers in general do you think we should have on next for our future episodes?
Well, I can't promise I can get all the guys on or any of the guys on, so we'll see about that. But. No.
You sure we can't do like a joint episode, like everyone right in front of the camera?
That's a good one. Agent 00.
Agent 00.
Okay.
That could be tough.
But that'd be a funny one. But
that'd be really fun.
Yeah. That's a legend.
He's funny in the 2K community.
Yeah.
Flight wouldn't do it.
Flight's
been busy lately. He's been grinding. Nice. Davis is cool too. Davis on maybe. Yeah.
Nice.
Hank to Tank.
Right. Yeah, there we go. All
right, man. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. But our thumbnail nail maker, you may be familiar with him, My Type of Edit 23. He wanted me to ask you what happened in Miami.
Oh,
it's not from us. It's yeah.
Wait, I don't know I forget his actual name. Do you?
Kenneth. Yeah. Kenneth. I know it from his email. Yeah.
Okay.
Kenneth. Something.
Damn, Kenneth. Can't say that on here. That one's got to be saved, but maybe I'll DM you something, just a little hint, but it will be talked about eventually. But it's a tough situation to talk about.
Yeah.
It has some time.
But maybe in time. Yeah. We'll see. It'd be pretty messed up for everybody just know something's out there and never hear it. So I won't let that happen.
Yeah.
There you go. Guys just got to wait some more, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Here little teaser.
Yeah. Teaser. Oh, I give a teaser.
Yeah.
I got with a pretty lady.
Oh, yeah?
That's it.
Like, since Henry's just very familiar with, like, a 1 through 10 scale, what would you grade her?
10.
Oh, my God.
10?
In my book.
Okay. Yep, my cute. Only question is, can we confirm that it was not Henry's mom?
We can confirm that.
Okay.
Making sure. Yeah, she was not in Miami. Henry's mom was not in Miami.
That's good to know for me. Okay, this is more questions more for my fans, and you kind of like we kind of like talked about it a little bit at the beginning of the episode, but if my family was ever in the Los Angeles area, would you be down to like 1v1 my mom or dad for a video? I feel like that'd be pretty funny for
I'd
both.
Be done.
That'd be sweet.
When it's safe, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I would try to think of something funny for my channel too, but this goes back to like versus what you want to upload versus what does well. Like the videos that came after didn't really do too well, like the Zoom date and after didn't do that well, but they were fun. So I'd be down to try to think of a way to make another one last video for my channel for sure, closing out maybe the series of events with a good 1v1 or something like that. And also maybe that. No, I'll definitely do that. I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Awesome.
It needs to happen on both the channels.
Yeah.
There you go. Stay tuned. All right. Well, with that, that is all the questions that we have here for you today, Tyler. Of course, thank you so much for being on. Is there any last remarks, anything you want to let the fans know about what you got coming on? Just any last thing before we outro here?
Well, thank you for all the questions and having me on. That was super fun. Work on yourself is my message for this quarantine time. Whatever you have an interest in, try to go out and pursue it, and just whatever it is. I mean, I'm really fortunate to where I can, you know, go out and just buy stuff and go out and do it. But I want to try to send the message that you can start somewhere small. You know,
nice.
I went out and got a mini ramp because I wanted to get back into skateboarding. Not everyone can go out and get a mini ramp, but you can get a skateboard. And you can get a little ramp, and then you could progress from there. So, yeah, if you want to be a skateboarder, go and be a skateboarder. Something like that. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff planned, and hopefully I can show it through my videos.
I'm excited to watch. I assume any other Mopey fans watching this are very excited too.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. I'll try to come through, make some good stuff.
Yes, sir. All right, with that, the fifth episode of the Coast to Coast podcast comes to a close. We do not usually do this, but special shout out this week to Judah Fitness Radic. I don't know if that's how you say it, but he's been showing so much love and support to the pod, and he's a really nice dude. So I just wanted to give him a shout out because he recently just watched 24 hours of Too Hype videos straight. So yeah, huge thanks to that dude for showing support to the pod. Again, huge thanks to Mopey for coming on the podcast, taking the time out of your busy day to do this for us. And I assume everyone watching this already follows Mopey, but if you don't, make sure to do that. Also leave his VR channel link in the description below. So make sure to go subscribe and turn on notifications. If you enjoyed, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there, and peace.
Yep.